These barracks are a group of dilapidated stone huts built high in the hills above the Slate Museum, a bleak and windswept spot where workers who travelled from outside the region stayed from Monday to Saturday, week after week, month after month. It was a rough and basic lifestyle, where men from as far away as Anglesey would survive on the food they brought with them from their small holdings, until it was time to take their wages home to supplement their meagre incomes from the land they farmed. They were bunked together in rooms that had very little in them apart from a bed to lay their heads. This is another aspect of the slate quarrying history of Wales that spells out the hardships of an underclass of workers, so desperate to provide for their families, they were prepared to suffer living four to a room, sleeping in flea-infested bedding and washing at an outside spring. Let's take another walk, the Quarry Hospital. On the way, just outside the museum entrance, on the slopes of the quarry, you'll see the incline, where the wagons were loaded up to travel down the steep slope to be carried off by rail and sea to ports and harbours around the country.